WXXFM Houston.
Your hood.
Yeah.
The Tay tells you what's up.
Let's get straight to it.
Celebrities.
The gossip.
Music.
The rumors.
Hollywood.
What's happening?
That's what's up with the Tay.
Khloe Kardashian announced yesterday that she will no longer be supporting the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals because the woman who threw flour on her sister Kim Kardashian last week while she was walking the red carpet has ties to the organization. A few years ago, Khloe posed for the PETA campaign, "I'd rather go naked than wear fur." She's been an avid supporter, but says that she does not stand for bullying. Also, PETA had promised that they had no ties to. However, Christina Cho, who tossed the flour all over Kim K, is one of PETA's super activists. A source told E! News that Khloe's flour throwing was done without PETA's knowledge or approval. And PETA says they're very fond of Christina. She is a very kind and wonderful volunteer, and they plan to pay for any legal expenses that may arise from Christina's decision to pour flour all over Kim Kardashian, because Kim Kardashian is reportedly planning to sue. The hotel room where Whitney Houston passed away in at the Beverly Hills Hilton Hotel is no longer available. Sources told TMZ that the hotel has received numerous requests to stay in the infamous room that Whitney passed in after February 11th, but there is currently no plans to make the room available for future guests. So last week, I told you about the rumors that Rihanna was caught creeping out of Ashton Kutcher's home about 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, the London Sun claims that the two have actually been secretly dating since December. A source says the two were introduced at a mutual friend's party. The flirting began as soon as Rihanna and Ashton met and swapped numbers. They started texting, and they've even snuck off to Santa Monica and stayed in a hotel a few weeks ago. For all your celebrity news, log on to theboxhouston.com. I'm your girl, Natea, at NNETE on Twitter, and that's what's up on 97.9 The Box.